This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal data released by the Education Department indicates that graduate school pricing is a huge clue to soaring student loan debt. Within the graduate school sector, the fast-growing master's degree market is replete with debt levels that make little sense. An accredited university can essentially create a master's degree in anything, set whatever price it likes, start signing up students for federal loans, and market the program as accredited. As border security has tightened in recent years, agricultural companies in California farm towns are relying less on illegal immigrant laborers and instead turning to a visa category called H-2A. Employers are required to provide housing that meets minimum standards as part of the H-2A program. Many lower-income individuals were renting rooms, trying to stay in hotels, and have been displaced by H-2A workers, increasing an affordable housing crisis. Of the $689 billion in remittances dispersed worldwide in 2018, $529 billion went to developing countries, according to the World Bank. Dr. John Max Reckenbach Jr., the well-known Hall of Fame music talent from New Orleans, died at 77. 17 automakers, including Ford and GM, have written to Trump to ask him to retool pollution policy for cars that would create multi-markets in the U.S. with different rules in places like California compared to elsewhere. The Obama rules were targeted at 54.4 miles per gallon by 2025. Hong Kong's highest court ruled that a gay couple were entitled to spousal benefits and joint tax return. Support for gay marriage in Hong Kong has moved over 50% after being at 38% in 2013. Common Cause filed papers in a North Carolina court from the GOP strategist Thomas Hofeller, indicating that earlier falsehoods had been presented in order to allow Republicans to run on unconstitutionally gerrymandered maps in 2017 and 2018. Wall Street Journal reported on a perk for Tom Donahue, CEO of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, an estimated $600,000 expense for his corporate jet to drop he and his girlfriend and another couple for a week of sailing in Greece and then stops in Tokyo, Beijing, and back to D.C. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News, but action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.